Christopher Murphy, Melissa Shaw, welcome.
Thanks, Julia.
Thanks for having us today.
Christopher, there is some mischief to your dramatic method, quite usually. So why end the season with this splash of a great play, Assassins?
Arena has done an entire season of wonderful straight plays, comedies, and things. And I think it's really great to end the season literally with a bang, with a big splashy musical.
Quite a bang. Certainly agree with you there. And great idea. Yes. So, Melissa, you're portraying the notorious Sarah Jane Moore, Ford's nemesis. Were you familiar with the play before you read for it?
Yes, I was. In 1999, IPFW did a production of Assassins. I was in school there, and I saw it 3 times. I didn't know anything about it, and it just enthralled me. Since then, Assassins has always been on my bucket list as a performer, so when this came around on Arena's schedule, I knew it was something I had to audition for.
We should mention briefly that Assassins, the title sort of says it all, because this is, they call it a historical re-musical, which I love that phrase, about all of the
American assassins, the 9 principal people who have tried to kill presidents of the United States.
Some successful and some not. And Melissa, because you are stepping up to the plate and taking the Sarah Jane Moore role, what's it like to play a really bad woman?
In my past roles, you know, I play a lot of fictional characters where there's a lot to leave up to interpretation. Mm-hmm. I've had a wonderful time really digging into Sarah Jane Moore, her history, her story. I've been reading books and everything I can get my hands on to learn more about who she was, what motivated her, what she was like, and how to best portray her with as much honesty as possible.
What we find is that really most of these people are just very damaged people who are trying to fill some void in themselves with this horrific act. It is definitely not black and white. The play makes no excuses or apologies for what they do, but I think it does try to make you at least see where they were coming from.
Very interesting. And as an actor in one of these roles, Melissa, does that make it easier to really jump in and embrace? And maybe this has a lot of farcical overtones, the whole play does, but your character is coming from a true history and a true reality.
Absolutely. Her story is so fascinating. And she was an informant for the FBI and infiltrated the radical left in the 70s. During that time, she was changed and went over to that side. She was a 45-year-old mom. She was American as apple pie looking. Right. She had been a CPA and all of these things. Not your traditional would-be assassin.
But then this play is not your traditional lighthearted musical. It, again, is billed as exploring the dark side of the American experience. So, of course, you just shared something pertinent. Right. But how dark does it get?
It is dark in places, but it is very much structured as a vaudeville. So I think the piece's primary objective really is to be entertaining. It doesn't give you a lot of answers, but it does pose a lot of really interesting questions over the course of the evening. And so I always say my goal is for the audience to come in and have a really good time, laughing at all of the jokes, being touched by the emotional parts, clapping at the end of these big rousing Sondheim songs, and then getting in their car and having a really interesting discussion about what they just saw.
Might this be a play that actually does keep sinking in layers and levels after you've seen it?
Absolutely. You know, I've been familiar with the show for 17 years, but I learn something new every night. Sondheim is so brilliant in the way he writes. There's so many nuances and things you haven't considered and so much to think about in terms of content and just in the structure of the music and the lyrics. I never stop learning during this process.
Yeah. Every single word is so brilliant and tells you something about these people.
Sondheim's known for that, I understand. Yeah. But really in this case, just the insertion of music and musical in this storyline, what is the biggest impact it gives the play's basic outrageousness?
Well, interestingly, this is the one show that Sondheim says is his absolutely perfect score. He says if he had the chance to go back, he would not change a single thing about this score. I think the primary thing that it does is that it heightens the emotion. You know, structurally, you put music into a musical when just talking is not enough to convey the emotion that you want to give. And obviously, when you are talking about not only the emotions that motivate these assassins, but the emotional impact that their act has on the country as a whole, those are really big emotions that you're talking about. And so to be able to convey those in song really give them deep impact, I think.
What about actually singing them, Melissa?
One of the things I love about the music in this show is it represents so many different American styles of music. It really takes into consideration the time period that each character was in. And for example, John Hinckley and Squeaky Fromm sing a love duet, but it's kind of folksy, almost Carpenter-esque.
Yeah. Then the 1930s song for Giuseppe Zangara is actually John Philip Sousa's El Capitan with new lyrics by Stephen Sondheim.
Really a tour de force, yeah. As it is promised. Also, a big point of the play and the big way its surrealism is enhanced, shall we say, is that this is sort of a time warp and every assassin comes together.
Yes. There are these very surreal scenes in which they are all brought together. And so all of these assassins from different time periods whose motivations are still sort of eerily similar of one another, no matter where they come from, come together and have these fascinating fictional conversations with one another.
I know they're fictional, but these characters are all historical. Is that clear to the playgoers that perhaps aren't familiar with or don't have it all in order in their brain? Do they really get the historical impact of it then?
I think so. They provide facts to each other, and it's kind of interwoven in these fictional encounters, but with historical information being presented.
Right. And I think what it is a much more dramatically interesting way to present that historical information than if you were just putting it up in a completely realistic biographical way.
It sounds like a lot more interesting. I'll certainly say that. One thing I find interesting, women are often relegated to secretary, maybe middle management parts in especially politically driven plays. How does it feel to actually play one of these major female players?
You know, it's been an awesome experience. You just don't think of a middle-aged 45-year-old woman, mom, making a political statement like this, or just making a statement like this. It's been really challenging, but a lot of fun, really digging in and learning about the character and that she's at the table with the big boys.
Mm-hmm. And I do think it's very interesting that both of the female assassins portrayed in the play not only tried to kill the same president at approximately the same time, but both of them come about in the 1970s as women's lib is, you know, certainly becoming more to the forefront of this country. And so I think it's a really interesting capture of that time period to see them doing it in that period.
It would seem that this whole play has so many little overt as well as hidden gems of not only satire and history, but all kinds of little points and barbs and actual truths that combine to keep your brain on its toes as you're rollicking through this roller coaster ride.
It is. It's a very interesting blend of real history and absolutely surreal fantasy.
Frequent description this play rates is bold, original, disturbing, and alarmingly funny, usually in one sentence just like that. It's violent, too. Is that tricky to wrap your directing and acting and presentation around?
I don't want to give anything away. We've chosen a very theatrical concept to present the violence. But I do. I think especially in a space like Arena where the audience is in a very intimate environment, they're very, very close to the actors, we have really felt like we had to take care to walk a fine line between not shying away from these violent acts, which are obviously central to the story, but presenting them in a way not off-putting to the people sitting out in that audience.
There has to be quite a balance. Melissa, you are right out there again in the intimate setting, acting out these parts. Is there a special mantra or something that you have to practice just to get there in the right space?
You know, it is a fine line, and my character specifically has some really funny moments, but they can't be forced or pushed. It's just kind of the way she comes off, absent-minded and clumsy, and it's okay to laugh. And that's what I've been telling people. Yes, this is a very serious subject, but it is okay to laugh. I think the way it's directed and presented will make a really complete package for the audience.
Okay. Some say the American dream is a bit precarious these days. How do you think this presentation speaks to that? And what do you think the audience is sure to take away with them?
I think, like all great art, Assassins is a piece that can be reinterpreted to the times that it is being presented in. And having been working on this production in pre-production for almost a couple of years now, it's really interesting to me because it means something very different to me now than it did when I first started looking at it 2 years ago. I think that no matter what side of the political spectrum anybody falls on, I think we can all agree that the last year has shown us how fractured our country is, how disenfranchised an awful lot of our friends and neighbors feel by their country. I think that is the story of our country right now. And it is also the story of these nine people who, longing to be heard, longing to connect, act out in an incredibly inappropriate, violent way. So whereas today we see people going to women's marches and science marches or going to their polling place and casting their ballot to make their voices heard in appropriate ways, these nine people, with essentially the same feelings and motivations that I think a lot of us feel now, just chose a really horrific way to make their voices heard. I think we can all sit there and look at it and, if not relate to what they did, at least relate to the way they felt.
Well said.
Christopher Murphy is the director of Arena Dinner Theater's Assassins production, and Melissa Shaw stars in the role of Sarah Jane Moore. Christopher, Melissa, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and have a wild run.
Thanks, Julie. It's always a pleasure to be here.